So hello everyone, my name is Julie Castagna and I will be your host for today's podcast. I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in to this new podcast series called Where Are They Now? The Rising Stars of ACT, presented by the American College of Toxicology. In promotion for the upcoming 40th annual ACT meeting, which will be held in Phoenix, Arizona in 2019, we have invited all of our past Early Career Professional Award winners to join us to talk about what has happened to their careers since winning this very prestigious award. Have you ever wondered what has happened to these early career professionals after the awards banquet? Where have their careers taken them, and how have they blossomed into better toxicologists? In order to find out, we have invited back all of our winners dating back to 2010 to come and have a chat with us. Since next year, the college will be celebrating their 40th anniversary, we would like to remind everyone how the college plays a huge role in our careers and how they are there to help us in every stage of our professional development. For this chapter, I'm here with Dr. Bielke, who is the 2013 recipient of this award. Welcome. To start, I'd like to ask if you could please repeat your name and let us know where you're currently employed and your current position.
Sure. My name is Lisa Bielke, and I currently work for Toxicology Solutions in San Diego as a consultant. It's my company that I started back in 2012.
That sounds great. So could you tell us a little bit about what has happened to your career since you won the prestigious award?
Sure. Well, yeah, having won in 2013 and had just started consulting back in 2012, since then, my consulting business has really just taken off, and it's gotten busier and busier every year.
That's actually really impressive. So could you tell us a little bit about how ACT specifically has contributed to the growth of your career?
ACT provided a wonderful opportunity to get involved and meet a lot of great people. I think the networking done at the annual meeting helps keep name recognition going so that when people need a consultant, they remember you. It's also provided a network of experienced toxicologists who are always happy to help answer questions and provide guidance to those with less experience. So the mentoring that ACT provides is invaluable.
That makes a lot of sense. So could you tell us a little bit about what are your future goals and in what direction would you like your career to head?
Really, I just want to continue to grow and learn as a toxicologist and in my chosen area of expertise, which is in silico toxicology predictions. Those are used in support of ICH-M7 guidance. So I love being a consultant, so I just really hope for more years of continued success.
Thanks, Lisa. Thanks for that response. So my last question is, do you have any advice for future early career professionals who would love to be in the spot that you are in today?
Sure. I guess the biggest thing would be to become involved in the organization. Do what you can to volunteer and give back. It's gratifying, and it also will help build your career through the networking opportunities that become available to you. So I encourage people to talk to other toxicologists, other people inside and around the organization, and expand your network. The connections mean a lot in this industry. So don't be afraid to try new things and challenge yourself with growth opportunities.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us today, and congratulations on your incredible career, and I wish you the very best in everything.
Thank you.
I would also like to thank ACT and everyone for tuning in. Make sure to tune in to the next part of the series where we will interview one more candidate or one more Early Career Professional Award winner. I hope to see everyone at the 40th annual meeting in Phoenix, Arizona. Make sure to say hi to one of the past award winners at our welcome reception gala event. Thanks and take care.
This podcast was brought to you by the American College of Toxicology, whose mission is to educate, lead, and serve professionals in toxicology and related disciplines by promoting the exchange of information and perspectives on applied toxicology and safety assessment. For more information, please visit www.actox.org.